Doctor, everything is ready.
Excellent. We should begin immediately. Now, you're sure this time. I don't want to waste such a fine specimen.
I reviewed the data from the previous iterations, and I'm pretty sure we have it right this time.
Pretty sure. What degree of certainty are we talking about here, little man? We can't afford any more mistakes. It's getting harder and harder to procure specimens.
I would say 65 to 75% sure this will work.
That isn't very reassuring. I don't think we are ready to proceed. Place the specimen back on ice until we can go back over the data. And, Igor, I don't really like this. We are in a severe time crunch here, and 75 at the outside is the best you can give me? Remind me, why did I save you from that slaver?
You are kind, Doctor. You saved me because you knew I am more than just some stump of a man. You knew what I was before my unfortunate incident.
No, you are quite right, my friend. I am just supremely frustrated that our efforts are routinely confounded by the smallest of details that we should have been able to foresee. We are two of the most brilliant minds medical science has ever seen, and we are unable to succeed. We must succeed, dear friend. We simply must.
Doctor, perhaps if you wouldn't call me Igor? I know it fits with the whole Frankenstein thing you have and the speech impediment that my accident gave me, but really, Doctor?
I've told you many times, Igor. There are two types of people you never question. Madmen and geniuses. You know, I happen to be both.
It's often difficult to tell the difference between the two.
Now, back to the issue at hand.
Oh, that was bad. Really bad, Doctor. Even for you.
What? Oh, at hand? Quite. No matter. We have to refine our methods so that there is little chance we will fail. If this attempt fails, I doubt we will find such a nice specimen.
Oh, yes. This one looks quite like her.
Igor, do not invoke her. You have been warned.
Please forgive me, Doctor. I meant no harm.
You never do. We have no choice. 65 to 75 will have to suffice. Let us proceed, my friend. Let us proceed. All right, Igor. Everything is in place?
Is it?
Well?
What?
Well, is it?
Is what?
Is everything in place?
Oh, you were asking me. I thought you were telling me it was, and I was just making sure. So, are you asking me or telling me is everything in place?
Igor, you insufferable fool. Is the device in place and is everything hooked up? I am the doctor here. You are meant to do all the actual work while I take all the credit.
Yes, Doctor. The device has been inserted and all other leads are attached and connected to the appropriate poles on the whatever we called those things over there.
Igor!
Doctor, it's hard to remember the ridiculous names you give all the equipment. I can't help it. You are batshit crazy.
Igor!
Allow me to consult the manual. All right. The cardiotron pulsinator is connected and powered. Really? Doctor, that's an EKG. You've only just written the name on a piece of cardboard and taped it to the machine. Why can't we just call it the EKG?
Because, Igor, I am a mad genius, and this is my laboratory.
Batshit crazy, Doctor.
Igor!
Doctor, the braino... No. I am not saying that.
Igor?
The braino-wavo thingy. What? Did you just run out of ideas and decide to phone it in, Doctor?
Igor?
The EEG is operating and connected. If she has any brain activity, we will see it.
Igor.
No, Doctor. Just no.
Very well. Just make sure the rest of the machine thingies are thingying, and let us get on with it.
You're the doctor, I suppose. Well, would you like the honors, Doctor? Or do you want me to do that as well?
No, Igor. I have brought it this far. I have to see it through.
I'm amazed you'll be doing something for yourself.
Igor!
All right, you may want to stand back, my faithful servant.
I thought we were partners.
Whatever, stand back. I'm going to push the button. Igor, do you see anything?
I kept telling you we needed to have audible alerts on all machines, doctors, but you told me the sounds reminded you of your mother's shrill voice.
Yes, that's right. Just watch the monitors, please, Igor.
Oh, I think I see a blip on the EKG.
Igor!
On the cardio hoozy, what's it, doctor?
Why do I even bother coming up with such brilliant names if you aren't even going to use them?
Why, indeed. But I'm starting to see a sinus rhythm. I think we have one here, doctor. Checking for brain activity.
Yes? Well, Igor, is there activity in your brain?
Doctor, I meant I'm checking the EEG for signs that the subject has brain activity. Batshit crazy.
Igor!
There looks to be a faint signal. Could be indicative of brain activity, doctor.
We've done it?
Don't count the chickens yet, doctor. This could just be a false positive, a response to the circulation. You know we have trouble getting the brains back.
How important is the brain really, Igor?
That depends, doctor.
Upon?
How important are autonomic processes and motor function?
I see your point, Igor.
Oh, doctor.
Yes, Igor?
We have succeeded.
We have?
Have we? We have brain activity.
Success!
Doctor, look, she's the device. She's removing it.
She's reinserting it. I think she is. I'll be cutting this out. She's reinserting it. I think she is.
Yes, doctor. Masturbating.
Igor? Where did you get this subject?
From the sanctuary.
Thanks, sanctuary? Why, I practice.
Yes, I heard a prime specimen had recently expired.
Igor, uncover her face for me, would you? Igor, we have reanimated a certified nymphomaniac. This woman was under my care at the sanctuary.
Then, is she not a perfect candidate, doctor?
No, Igor. She will be insatiable, and we will not be able to control her. We need a pliant subject. Of all the iterations to succeed, it had to be the one who would never want to stop.
Doctor, what do you intend to do? This has been a monumental success. If we cannot use her for her intended purpose. Oh, I do not wish to think what will become of her. May I keep her?
No, Igor. We must exterminate this poor creature, lest she escape and fuck the populace of this poor village to death. In life, she was insatiable. In death, she will be unstoppable. We have a moral responsibility to put her down.
Doctor, I'm pretty sure we threw morality out the window when we started stealing corpses and trying to bring them back to life so that we could create the perfect sex slave.
Don't split hairs with me now, Igor. You know what we have to do. Prepare the syringe.
Oh, very well, Doctor. Igor, you fool. She's loose. The syringe, now. Igor, she is escaping.
Don't worry, doctor. I will offer myself to her. I will save the village.
Well, if that isn't just one fucking thing after another. And good night, folks.